Morning all. This is a very exciting morning. While the rest of Klal Yisrael is celebrating the Sima Shatz, we're going to be celebrating the Sima Maseches Megillah Mishnayos this morning, God willing. So let's just begin. We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 4, Mishnah 9. So the Mishnah gives a few things that we don't like, or we silence people even when they say these things during davening. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Ha'omer, hirachucha tovim harei zo derech aminus. The person says in their davening that good people will bless you, meaning you, Hashem, right? Then this is like the meaning. This is like a heretic over here. Why? Because this is implying that only good people are going to bless God and not the sinners. But we like to invite everyone. Even sinners are invited into our tefillah services. Alkan, Tzipor Yagiu at Rachamecha. The person says that just as your mercy will extend to the birds, so too she will allow it, therefore, to extend on us, right? So what's this referring to? It's referring to the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan that we tell Hashem, you are so nice that you let, we don't want to hurt the mother bird, so we send the mother bird away and then we take her eggs. So then, please, you know, V'al Tov Yizachir Shemecha. Sorry, before we get there, it's just to fully explain. So we tell God that just like your mercy extends to the mother bird, so too should it extend to us. Or if a person says, V'al Tov Yizachir Shemecha, if a person says, for good things, your name will be remembered, which means that we're essentially only saying that we're only going to thank God or recognize God only when good things happen. Modim, modim, or if he says at the beginning of his modim prayer in Shemoneh Esrei, he says, we think twice. Mishatkin also, in all these situations, we silence him. Why? Well, in the first situation with the mother bird, because it's true that part of the reasoning of the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan that we send away the mother bird is because God is merciful and he doesn't want us to be cruel to the mother bird, but there are deeper meanings to the mitzvah, so we don't want to ever imply that we know all the secrets and the meanings of all the mitzvahs, so it's not proper to say that. But the idea of saying that for good things your name will be remembered, that's because we don't want to say that because we don't want to imply that God is not involved in even the bad things. He's involved in everything. He runs everything in the world. And we don't like the idea of saying modim twice because it sounds like he's davening to two gods. We think this God and we think this God, so we don't like all of this. So therefore, we silence anyone who says any of these things. Hamechane ba'arayos mishatknoso. The person says that when it comes to the Arayos in the Torah, we read about all the forbidden relationships in the Torah. The person says that these are just like a figure of speech. So in other words, when the Torah says, you shall not uncover your mother's nakedness, so you say, oh, that means you just can't embarrass her or something. So we silence this person because that's obviously not appropriate. He's distorting what the Torah is saying. Ha'omer, umizaracha, lo sitein l'ha'avir b'lamolech. The person says that when the Torah says, you shall not give over your children to Molech, right, that's passing the child through like a ring of fire. That's the thing that I think most of us have no idea what that is, but the Torah says it's forbidden. Good thing we don't know what it is. Mizaracha lo sitein la'abra bar mayusa. If a person says that this means that a person should not cause an Aramean woman to become pregnant, to have a child with you, who therefore worship idols. In other words, they're saying that the commandment of not allowing your child to be used for this Avodah Zarah purpose is meat. What it means is that you shall not marry a woman who will then raise a child that you have with her to do idol worship. So if someone says that, Mishatkin also bin Azifa. So not only do we silence this person, but we rebuke him because again, he's distorting the words of the Torah. It's true, you should not marry a woman who isn't Jewish and therefore raise your children into idol worship, but that's not the same thing as violating the Isra d'Oraisa of allowing your child to be passed through this ring of fire for the Molech service. Okay, Mishnah Yud, the final Mishnah of the Masechta. Maase Ruvin and Nikra Avlumatargin. There are several portions, both in the Torah and in Nevi'im, that if they were translated in mass, they were translated in front of everyone, people might come to not understand what they really mean and maybe distort the actual understanding because the basic translation is complicated for us to understand. So therefore, there are some things we read, but we don't translate. You remember that we said there's a concept that we, back in the day, they used to read the Torah and they used to have a translator translating it throughout the entire Kriyas HaTorah. So Maase Ruvin, the story with Ruvin, when Ruvin, the Torah says that he quote-unquote, laid with Bila. So that's obviously not what it means. The Mefarshim understand this to mean that he actually just moved a bed. But this story of Reuben should not be, is read from the Torah publicly, but is not translated because we don't want to shame Reuben. We don't want people to think that this is actually, he did something horribly wrong like that. It's not as bad as it seems. Masa Tamar Nikra Mitargin, the story of Tamar when in the Nevi'im, when Tamar, David's daughter, is raped by his son Amnon. So we can read that Torah and we can translate it because people should understand what the story is. Maase Egel Harishon Nikra Mitargin, the story of the first story of telling of the Cheta Egel, of the golden calf, we do read that, and it's translated as well. The Hashini Nikra Avlo Mitargin. But the second telling, what does it mean, the second telling? So the Torah seems like it repeats itself. It says it one time, and then a few psukim later, it sort of is a little redundant. So it says we can read that, but we don't translate that. Birkas Kohanim, when it comes to the Birkas Kohanim that we read in the Torah, the Mishnah is not explicit, but the idea is that we do read it and we do not translate it. The reason why is because it seems like, from the Pesukim, it seems like God is going to show us favor even though we don't deserve it. But the truth is, even though it may seem like we don't deserve it, we do always deserve God's favor. So the story of David and Amnon, which refers to the same story of Amnon and Tamar that we just mentioned a few moments ago that we said we do read and translate. Well, when it comes to this story, when it's Amnon is mentioned as being the son of David, so we don't, we do read that, but we don't translate it because we don't want it to seem bad for David. Ein Maftirin B'Merkava, says the Mishnah, we don't read Maaseh Merkava, the story of the chariot that the Navi Yechezkel describes, says that we don't read that as a Haftorah because it's so hard for people to really understand. We don't want people to come to misunderstand how the world works. And you're saying, what are you talking about? We read this every single Shavuos, so that's because we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we are allowed to read it because people will understand. As complicated and as obscure as it sounds, either you're a really big scholar and you'll say, I can't understand it, or you're just totally not in the realm of understanding. You'll just say, again, I can't understand it, so there's no concern. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we can read it, and therefore we do read it on Shavuos. And finally, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Maftirin Behodayas Yerushalayim. There is another Perek in Yechezkel that's translated as make known to Yerushalayim all of her abominations. So says Rabbi Eliezer, we don't read this as a Haftorah because it speaks about the terrible things of Yerushalayim. Hadran Alach Maseches Megillah V'Slik Alach. So God willing, we'll come back to Maseches Megillah at another point. But for now, Mazel Tov everyone for being Messiah at Maseches Megillah. May we all join with all tremendous Sima Shas this morning.